Okay, so this is an impromptu podcast real quick talking about Tesla Model 3. They just did a live event. I'm always intrigued on these. I haven't owned a Tesla. I want to own a Tesla. I've ridden one.
Did you drive it or did you just ride in it?
I just rode in it. You got to drive it?
I got to drive one the other day.
What model was that? That was
the S, I think.
Yeah. So super, like even sitting in the passenger seat, like when he took off, I was like,
oh my goodness.
I was like, oh my, like, I was
yeah,
like,
it's up? Making no noise.
Yeah.
Totally yeah. Quiet.
No noise. I just felt like I was in Fast and the Furious and I was just like, doesn't matter. Winning's winning. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Enjoy them all. So many things about it, but the technology, the sustainable energy stuff that they're messing around with, talk real quick about just the live event. Like, so what intrigues us so much about watching it live, like the broadcast?
That's an interesting point because it was super late for me too. It was 11:30 PM where like Apple does in middle of the day so that everybody can kind of watch during lunch break in theory, I guess. I don't know why they pick middle of the day, but this was 11:30 at night Eastern time, which it alone was intriguing. I think especially they kept so much secretive. You know, there were so many rumors out there. It was trending all over social media. You could tell they encouraged people at the event to you saw every phone out at the event.
Yeah.
It was having glitches with Ustream initially. So I was watching on Periscope from somebody else. It was just the intrigue of wonder, you know, like what is it? And maybe is there going to be something that we don't expect? And so any rumors that we didn't hear, what's true, what's not true. And so I think if you can get rumors going,
yeah,
that's what creates that anticipation of a live event.
We were watching it. My kids and I, we were playing Uno and like, I had it like airplayed up on my TV and like it ended. And my wife isn't a car person well, but she's super interested because we watched the sedan one, the one with the, like the suicide doors, whatever. And she was like, oh, I want that. And I was like, cool. I said, I want it too. But she was like, this event, it was so funny because the last one they did with the, I forget the model of that, but the, you know, they started like an hour and a half late or something. It was so delayed. This one, they were so much like they started on time. It's still like clear that they're a car company and not a streaming. Like they don't, you know what I mean? True. And even Elon Musk is kind of like, like it's so funny like watching him.
Yeah,
my wife was like, is that it? When it ended, he was like, is that it?
Yes.
And I was like, yes. Yeah, like that's it.
I was with her and that I felt like it was disappointing that they could have showed so much more. Yep. I thought Elon Musk was a poor presenter. I thought he seemed almost unprepared for as big an event as it was. Now he's so smart. I mean, I would describe Tesla as a battery company that happens to make cars, and so you could see that's what he was excited about. But it was kind of like he showed off the outside of the car, and it's like, well, open the hood, you know, like open the doors. We want to look inside, and it's like they gave you a little peek. Yeah. And but I think they're in their wisdom. They did that on purpose because then I was Googling, I was watching on Periscope, I was looking everywhere to get that inside look afterwards, which I think piqued the curiosity and made it trend that much longer.
Which on pre-orders alone, I was doing the math where it's gone up now, but at the time of it, they said they had like 115,000 pre-orders of the 35,000. It was like, I did the math. It was like $4 billion that they made.
Before anybody even saw the car.
Before anybody saw the car. And then it went up to like 150,000 pre-orders. And so it's just nuts. I think a couple things. Obviously, the number one thing that I'm most curious about this is the whole, if they can flip, like they're doubling their stores, they're building this, you know, the Gigafactory, which will be like, you know, one of the largest footprint out, you know. And so anyways, what I find so interesting for this idea is less about Tesla, the car and all that stuff, but the battery stuff is how it the implications of going away from gas and then how it links with their Powerwall stuff. Because if you can get a sustainable kind of solar powered kind of, you know, deal like this, and this market will be flooded because you know, even they talked about the first couple of models paved the way for this mass market that could we really start to solve some of these electricity issues around the globe? So if we can get into this area where like we can have the power wall around the world and really, you know, because at the end of the day, what causes a lot of these issues outside of corruption, corruption is a big thing, but it's
right.
clean water and right. it's electricity. So if you can get a power wall where you don't need to run power from a central place,
yep.
like you could solve a lot of issues. You still have to deal with corruption because people will hijack those. But mm-hmm. I'm actually most interested out of this stuff that like it could cure so many other problems. It causes a lot of new ones, but I think I'm really interested. Did you pre-order, by the way?
I pre-ordered and I, you know, and this is something that I've wrestled with for like weeks. And I was like, I've never spent anywhere close to that for a car. Like I'm a used car guy.
Yeah.
We don't even have a car right now, you know? And I've been so fascinated by it. And after, especially after driving one, it was like, this is not a car. I mean, I don't know. Like I'm touching the future.
Yeah.
This autonomous driving, like it drove the freaking car drove itself. It was so amazing. So I got hooked and like my wife was like, I really feel like you should do this. Like, you know, just put $1,000, like you can get your money back if you change your mind, but get in line, get your spot in line. And it's still a couple years away. So right when it opened up that I could get in and do it, I grabbed one without knowing, you know, before the presentation. So I got my spot in line but I still haven't gotten an email from them. They pulled the money out of my, you know, out of my bank, but I still haven't gotten an email from them what my place in line or anything is. But I'm pretty excited about Tesla. I've caught the bug. I love the innovation they put. I love that little window front to back. I mean, they put innovation at part of every, they thought through every detail, legroom, space, size, efficiency, cool factor, autonomous driving, safety. I mean, it is different than anything else we've ever seen on the road. And so I'm pretty pumped about it. I love their marketing. I love just about everything about Tesla. We were just at the auto show here in New York. Tesla's not there. They're not doing anything traditionally. Does that make sense? They're like,
yeah.
We don't need an auto show. We're going to be trending on Facebook and Twitter, you know? And so all of these cars are doing these traditional means and they haven't changed much in the last 20 years. Tesla's changing the game. And I'm with you. My brother works for Exxon. And so my family is very dependent on these energy systems that are historical. But I think that whole game, I mean, he's yeah. building the battery for the house and it changes a lot of things all over the world. If he really can continue to innovate this battery technology, and it's powerful. I mean, it really changes the game.
So if you have pre-ordered, I have not pre-ordered, but my question was that $1,000, is that towards the payment of the car?
I'm embarrassed to say, I don't even know.
Okay.
I gave Elon Musk $1,000 because for whatever reason, he psychologically convinced me to, I have no idea
Okay. I'm
going to assume it will go towards the car.
Yeah, that's what I would assume too. So that, you think about how much money they just made off of just the $1,000. Anyways, it's so sad that you can find out like how I'm wired, because that's like the first thing I did was when they said that number, I ran it. If you pre-ordered and or are interested in getting one, let us know. Use the hashtag SMC podcast. I know that I want to have one. I'm not quite at the place where I want to pre-order, but like I'm so like for sure $35,000. Like if that's the price, that's going to be my next car. Like there's no, like that's doable. So that's totally doable. So I'm excited. So we'll see. We'll have our Tesla social media church races. You know what I mean? So, you can't wait so long. Okay. We got in this. Okay. So use the hashtag SMC podcast to let us know your thoughts about the most recent Tesla Model 3 and any other thoughts. Thanks for checking out this impromptu podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.